U.S. healthcare costs have doubled in the last 30 years, but Americans are not necessarily healthier than they were in the 1980s. Dr. Hamilton Moses analyzed the changes and trends. He published his findings in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
All of our information comes from publicly available sources. That's a very important point. This is freely available information, although the challenge was to compile it in a way that was interpretable.
The researchers found Americans spent between $2.5 and $3 trillion on health care in 2011, more than any other developed country. And they found that two major factors are driving up the costs. The first is that the price of medical and administrative services has gone up, along with the costs of drugs, procedures, and devices. Dr. Moses says Americans' love of technology is part of the problem.
The U.S. has a technology bias. We have a technology preference. We look to technology for the solution of all problems.
Even though technology can't solve all of the problems. The second factor is simple to identify, but more complex to address. Poor lifestyle habits, such as smoking and overeating, have resulted in epidemic levels of obesity and diabetes, as well as heart disease, joint pain, and lung diseases. Managing chronic disease is expensive.
We've not invested heavily in chronic care management, nor for that matter in healthcare service innovation, nearly to the degree that we have in medical technology.
Many of these diseases can be prevented through exercise, diet, and maintaining a healthy weight. Yet in the U.S., prevention has not historically been part of medical care. Consulting with a nutritionist, either by phone or in person, or participating in wellness activities can be expensive, and those services are not normally covered by health insurance. Again, Dr. Moses.
The overall amount of spending that occurs with people who have chronic illness is about 85% of the total.
Dr. Moses' research shows that those who spend the most on chronic disease are not elderly, and that their investment in care does not guarantee a long life. A new report from the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development shows that the U.S. spends 2.5 times more than other member nations. And despite that, the United States trails other developed countries in life expectancy, coming in at 26th place out of the 36 members of the organization. Carol Pearson, VOA News.